This is Ron's update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. Today's February 17th, and it feels like it's the first day of spring. It's 72 degrees out and sunny, and I just finished a 3.5 mile run and a 10.5 mile bike ride out at Stone Mountain. And I felt pretty good. I can tell I haven't ridden my bicycle outside for quite a long while, though. The second I rode the inside loop at Stone Mountain, which is a 5 mile loop, and then I did some zigging and zagging to get some little bit extra mileage for the extra half mile. But it has a fairly good hill at about where I started at the old game ranch, which, when you come out of the game ranch parking lot, you turn to the left and you got a downhill run for a little while, and then you have two uphills going in front of Stone Mountain Inn is the name of the hotel there, and then you go down a big hill and around the back side of the mountain, and once you get probably 4 miles into it, you start going uphill again, and you have a fairly good climb in the last half mile before you get back to your start. So two loops, if you just ride the around the mountain, would be 5 miles.
You know, two loops around the mountain is 10 miles, not 5 miles, you dodo.
Using the measurement from the Atlanta Track Club's races to get it, if you just go on the main road, it's probably about 4.7, 4.8. But anyway, I averaged about 13 miles an hour in the bike ride, but the second loop I was starting to wear down on the uphills because I haven't done any of that kind of riding. It's a lot different than riding a turbo trainer, just sitting there and cranking it. Going uphills, you know, shifting gears and standing up and actually riding your bike is a lot different. But it felt good to be able to do it. And I ran 3.5 miles before I did that. So I got in a pretty good, I don't know if you want to call it a brick. I guess you could call it a brick workout. And I didn't do it like a transition. I just ran. And then when I got back, I changed into my cycling clothes and then got on my bike and took off. So there was no transition type thing. There was probably maybe 10 to 15 minutes between the run and the bike. But anyway, felt pretty good. If the weather stays like this, I'm going to ride my bike a lot more out here. Hopefully I can keep that up. I noticed when I was riding my bike, my butt muscle hurt more than it did when I was running. I'm not sure, quite sure why that happened, but but I got used to it. I mean, it's one of those things that probably slows me down when I'm running, and it probably slows me down when I'm cycling, because I probably don't have as much strength in my left leg as I normally would because of that. But it doesn't stop me. So I just keep going. So that's just a little update for now. I'll see you later. Out.